Congressman Lucas, good morning to you. Thanks for once again being on K101.
Absolutely, CJ. A pleasure as always. And what a complicated set of times we live in.
As we approach, 40 hours or so, give or take, after that tragic event, I guess we could start with your overall thoughts.
I would say that President Trump is one of the luckiest people on the planet. We've all seen that video countless times. Had he been a half inch more in to the right, had he had his head turned slightly, he would sadly have been our Jack Kennedy of our generation. But thank goodness he was not. And this now impacts the presidential campaign, which had already turned upside down with President Biden's performance in the debate last month. Now we'll see how President Trump at the convention this week in Milwaukee addresses these issues. I expect him to continue his call for the country to unify and for us to focus on the process, the political process. But I can't, like many of my fellow Americans, I just can't get over that video footage and just how lucky he was. Although people in the audience with him, unfortunately, tragically, were not so lucky. Just amazing, CJ. And again, for those who watch the footage, take note of when all these details come out in their most minute detail, take note of the sniper rifle that the Secret Service is using. I suspect that's the same model that the military and special forces people use.
Yep. Congressman, I know there are a lot of questions out there. Many of them remain answered, and all those answers most likely will come in due time. I think many Americans, and I think it's a fair assessment, how could someone get so close with such a good vantage point to do harm against a former president? And here within a few days, he's going to be the official nominee to be president again. How can that happen?
We will get to the bottom of that over the course of the next few days, weeks, and months. I suspect it'll be clear that there were some failures within the Secret Service's protocol, and the mistakes and the people who made those mistakes will be corrected. The Secret Service, in my time around in CJ, is very devoted, the agents in the field, to protecting the president, to protecting the vice president, to protect their charges. You watched how the agents then masked on top of Donald Trump until they were sure that the potential threat had been, as they use the phrase, neutralized, or at least reduced to the point that he could be moved to a more secure location and have his wounds addressed. I cannot, like anyone else, explain how that individual was able to get that close. But we will go through it all, and there will be changes. And I feel secure about all the people that the Secret Service is protecting. If anything, this was almost a tragic wake-up call to redouble those efforts, CJ.
As a member of Congress, have you received any special briefings or any special information with respect to that event Saturday in Pennsylvania?
The House Republicans had a conference call yesterday. The Sergeant of Arms, United States House, was on the line. We had people from the Capitol Police discussing the details. They simply advocated not jumping to conclusions. They pointed out that all the security protocols for President Trump at Milwaukee were being reviewed, that they were going over everything to make sure that there was not a potential for anything like this to happen, both to the president or, for that matter, from the Capitol Police's perspective, to members of Congress.
You know, I'm told there are going to be multiple investigations, probably the FBI. I'm told the House plans an investigation as well. What would that look like in the House of Representatives, an investigation into this event?
The Homeland Security Chairman has already asked the Secret Service for all the details about the planning of the event and what went on at the event. This will also include government oversight, Chairman Comer. This potentially would be a judiciary issue. Because the law enforcement matters involved, you'll have at least three House committees, and yes, those have Republican chairmen, who'll be investigating. You'll have the internal investigation at Justice and at the Secret Service, and all those things will be cross-referenced. I would urge my neighbors and my fellow citizens, don't get excited about a lot of what I would refer to as the gossip on the internet, on the social networks, both from the far left and the far right. Let's let the facts come together. Let's determine what the failures were that led to this. Let's make sure there are no future failures. Let's pray for the families of those killed and severely wounded at the event, and understand that when Donald Trump got up from underneath that pile of Secret Service agents, he was ready to get after it. That raised fist, that expression on his face, this won't deter him from his agenda.
Congressman, the president's appeared before the country several times, probably saying all the right things, calling for a toning down and kind of a reset, if you will. I think we all agree with that by nature, but how do we do that? I mean, you know, a conservative out there will say, how does the president do that when as late as last week he was saying that Donald Trump was a threat to democracy and was unfit to be president? So how do both sides do that? I don't know how you get there.
That's the challenge. How do you shift the focus to the relevant things? And civil discourse is what it's all about. Now, we've had rancorous times in the past in this country. We've lost four presidents to assassination since the beginning of the country: Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, Jack Kennedy. You can't control the mind or actions of every individual, but we as citizens have the ability to think carefully and thoughtfully about the things we say and to cross-reference the information that comes to us. Gossip is gossip. There will always be those out there on the extremes who will try to incite excitement in order to change the way the system works. And honestly, as complicated, as clunky, as fraught with division sometimes as our version of a representative democracy is, still the best in the world, CJ. We still change things at the result of elections. People still get to decide. And if you're in a state like Oklahoma, we have the most exceptional election mechanisms. Let's just calmly go through the next few days and weeks. Let's let the presidential campaign play out. I would argue that before the tragedies of Western Pennsylvania, that Donald Trump was going to be reelected. Joe Biden's performance at the debates simply were that bad. This now just simply puts the focus on Donald Trump in a way that his detractors can't overcome.
As you made reference to a couple of times, the Republican National Convention gets underway in Milwaukee here. Does Congressman Lucas have any role there? Do you take part in that convention in any way, shape, or form? I probably should know the answer to that question. I'll be honest with you, I don't.
I have participated in a number. I will not be at the convention this time. We have a process in Oklahoma where the voters pick the candidate in our presidential primary that our delegates are pledged to support. Then through party conventions at the local, county, district, and state level, we pick the actual delegates who will represent us, and they are in Milwaukee now, and they'll do a fine job, a good cross-slice of the Republican Party in Oklahoma.
We may learn who President or Trump's vice president choice is today. Any scuttlebutt out there who may be leaning toward for his VP choice?
All I can do is speculate in the most speculative form, but as of this moment, of the top three, the senator from Ohio, the senator from Florida, the governor of North Dakota, if we're looking for calm and focus, if we're looking for someone who's not been tainted by a D.C., don't be surprised if the governor of North Dakota is the Republican nominee along with President Trump this fall election.
Before we let you go, are you working cattle this morning? Do I hear cattle in the background?
Yes, I'm at the cow lots. As you know, it's going to be, 103 or 4 today, depending on where you're at in the district. Lando Lucas says that sick calf has to be addressed, and that sick calf's mama was not impressed with coming into the lot. So, yes, Linda Lucas's children are in the background.
Well, hey, you be careful. You know, there are certain bovines that don't take too kindly to congressmen, so you be careful out there working cattle now.
No bullfighting today, CJ, I promise.
Hey, thank you so much. We told your staff we wouldn't keep you long this morning. I know you're busy. You're working this morning. But you and your staff have always been so accessible and accessible, if you will, and responsive to K101. Jack, your communication director, of course, Grace has been very, very special to us here at the big radio station for a number of years. Had the opportunity to meet last week your new field representative. Seemed like a fine young man. Nathan Defloff, I believe, is his name. So thank you. And don't be a stranger. Come see us.
I will. Talk to you then.